This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As you all know from my podcasts and on this radio station and from my blog and writings at www.imran.com, I have never been a fan of mixing religion and politics. Sure, religion can make us better people if we follow its basic core messages, but when you take theological, dogmatic religion and religious beliefs and mix them into politics, it makes for a dangerous mix. I was born in Pakistan, a moderate Muslim nation many years ago. However, in the 80s, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush's father, President Bush the Senior, actually used taxpayer money from America to help create the fundamentalist movement to help fight the Russians in Afghanistan. Once the Russians were defeated, we, the Americans, did not do the right thing. We did not bring moderation or education or democracy or development to that region. We walked away. Once we walked away, we left the Mujahideen, the freedom-fighting Mujahideen, to turn into the extremist Taliban, who then gave birth to Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden made headquarters in Afghanistan. Since that day, that 1% nutjob minority of fanatic fundamentalist Muslims has basically hijacked the religion of 1.3 billion Muslims. But instead of working with those 1.3 billion Muslims, we actually have made things so bad that many of them actually root for Al-Qaeda against the civilized world, against the developed world, against the West, against America in particular. In the meantime, instead of us being the beacon of light, the beacon of hope, the beacon of democracy, the beacon of religious freedom, instead of us, America, being that for the rest of the world or for the world's Muslims, we became the worst example of crusaders, where our president, instead of getting advice from his father when attacking Iraq, claimed to talk to a bigger father up in the heavens. We have a president in the White House now who has actually claimed on one occasion that God speaks through him. People, this is George W. Bush. God speaks through him. He is having delusions of being a crusading prophet, perhaps. In the meantime, the Middle East is blowing up around us. In the Middle East, I am no big fan of Hezbollah or Hamas because they bring religion into politics. At the same time, I am no big fan of Zionazis, who basically have no compunction in doing to the Palestinians what the Nazis did to Jews many years ago. In the meantime, the Middle East is blowing up. The Middle East is going to war. And what do we have? We do not even have a president who will make a peeping sound saying to Israel, yes, we agree with you. We agree that Hamas and Hezbollah are dangerous people. We agree with you that you were attacked because your soldiers were kidnapped, but that does not justify dropping bombs and F-16s made by the United States, financed in many cases by US taxpayer money, to bomb and fire missiles at civilians trying to escape the war in Lebanon. 15 of one family were killed. More than 100 Lebanese have been killed by Israeli bombs and missiles. But in our media, in our politicians' minds, the 8 Israeli civilians that were killed was a bigger story. It was on the front page of the newspapers. I did not see any pictures of the 100 or more innocent civilian Lebanese killed by Israelis in our newspapers. And our president has not made a sound to criticize Israel. In the meantime, shockingly, the corrupt, evil, undemocratically elected leaders of many Arab countries, from Egypt to Saudi Arabia to a couple of others, have actually had the decency and the courage to criticize Hezbollah and Hamas for their stupid actions in starting this whole escalation, which Israel obviously took to the next level, killing many, many more civilians than Hamas or Hezbollah did. The Hamas and Hezbollah idiots kidnapped 2 Israeli soldiers. What Israel did is started war, basically the first steps in what could turn into the Third World War, if our leaders and politicians and president do not take a stand and bring an end to this violence and bloodshed. But that's not going to happen, because this plays right into George W. Bush and his messianic vision of himself representing God and the coming Armageddon that he feels it's his crusading duty to carry out. What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.